pets are part of the family, really, but sometimes you worry that they don't have enough space. They're not luxuriating well enough. Or maybe the bed didn't tastefully match your home's decor. For Megan Olive from Murray Bridge, that thought, that very, very thought, sparked a new business idea. Megan is the founder of Critter Cube Dog Beds. Hello, Megan.
Hello, how are you?
Was I right with that, the inspiration for wanting to make your first dog bed?
That's exactly right. All of those things and more, yes.
So what kind of dog do you have?
We have two. I have a 40-kilo American Bulldog Cross and a 52-kilo Dog de Bordeaux.
Oh, wow. They're two big dogs, that's for sure.
Very big. Very big, very cuddly, very lazy.
So what was the problem with the dog beds that you had?
We've had a lot, gone through a lot in our time. With heavy dogs and dogs that like to be close to you and in the lounge room, it really does come down to primarily the filling and the comfort, and we weren't finding anything that that matched or that did the job for us, and also it was the look. They tend to be fairly basic and they look a lot like dog beds, the kind of thing that if you had guests over you would sort of kick out of the way because it was quite clearly a dog bed. And our dogs are not silly, and they know exactly where the comfort is. And for ours, it was the lounge suite with our family, and there was just not enough room for them. So I decided to make them something that made them feel a bit special, and that made our lounge room look a bit more special as well.
I have no idea how I'd get my dog off the couch now. I really don't know if that would work at all. But anyway, Megan Olive is
the... I can point you in the right direction.
I'm sure you can. Megan Olive is a founder of Critter Cube's Dog Bed. So what made you think there could be a business in this?
I really liked the way that ours turned out and didn't think much more of it. And then our friend and dog groomer came over for a coffee for one grooming visit, and she took a look at this human-looking bed frame that was scaled down to dog size, and everything on it, the cushions and the throw rugs, matched the couch. And she looked at it and she looked at me and said, "What is that?" I said, that's a dog bed. and waited for the lash. And she said, "Can I have one?"
Right. There we go.
It went from there. And when she was really happy, and we worked together to design one that suited her decor and in a style that she really liked. And it suddenly struck me that maybe this necessity isn't just mine, and it doesn't just have to be a necessity. Maybe it's a bit of both, a bit of necessity and a bit of want.
So how many have you sold?
I've been in business for 6 months officially. I have sold six fully styled bed frames, so with our own mattresses, and then with cushions and throw rugs to match, sort of an entire unit. We've also branched out into standalone mattresses, which aren't just those ones that you would sort of kick out of the way. They're
right,
heavy duty, but really nice and plush. And all of our filling is upcycled as well from Galligan's Mattress Factory in Adelaide. So
we get to
reuse and source all of their offcuts, which is a really great thing for sustainability as well.
Sure.
And we've got a few more things in the works at the moment. We're expanding our ranges as more people see what we have and come up with suggestions and requests, and it's just been an absolute ball. Wonderful.
Great to hear. Is it expensive though? Because sometimes you get into this area, you know, sort of more boutique and bespoke things, it can get a bit pricey.
It can do. It really does depend on what you're looking for though. Like a lot of small business owners, I tend not to pay myself much of a wage, if anything.
Yeah.
So for me, it's covering my costs, obviously, because no one wants to go backwards. But it really is done primarily for a love of it. I do need to make and build things, and it makes me happy, and makes other people happy too, which is fantastic, but not hugely expensive, no. And the thing, I suppose, about Criticube and the model that I have made is that I'm happy to work with my customers. So obviously it can be as extravagant as they like, or, you know, I may not necessarily have to completely sand all of the timber on the bed frame right back to bare before we start, which obviously, you know, I'm happy to do, but it does add to the cost.
Yeah, and the time sort of stuff.
That's exactly right. So yeah, more than happy for custom orders and totally flexible and working with style and colour and everything really.
Beautiful. I love it. Megan, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Best of luck with it.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Megan Olive is the founder of Criticube's Dog Beds. Yeah. Sometimes it can be hard to find a dog bed. But I mean, I often wonder why I'd bother because, like I said, my dog is very happy with the spot on the couch and loves it very much. But yeah, well, not a bad idea. And there are plenty of different things that are happening in sheds right around the state and people building and being creative and constructing. It's wonderful. 28 to 5.
ABC Radio South Australia.